Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fox and Stallion. Fox and Stallion is a Victorian mystery comedy fiction podcast about the best detective team on Baker Street. No, not that one. Season 2 will be airing in 2024 and is currently crowdfunding through May 1st. They have stickers, personalized in-universe thank you letters with wax seal, calligraphy, and all of it, and even a tier where they solve a mystery that you send them. They do want me to note Fox and Stallion cannot guarantee the solving of any mysteries, but they will try their absolute hardest for 3 to 5 audio minutes. This show also has everything you could want. Jewel heists, asexual detectives, lavender marriages, and a really old cat. You can find and listen to Fox and Stallion anywhere you listen to podcasts or on their website, 224bbaker.com. That's 224bbaker.com. This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Overcast, a better podcast app than whatever you're using right now, unless it's Overcast. Get Overcast for free on the App Store.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Morning, folks. Denisha here. We're low on algae fuel this morning, so it's a no-go into the station. We expect to get a refuel sometime in the next day or so. But in the meantime, enjoy the walk to Central. It's 50 and breezy today. Have fun out there.
Denisha.
Right. Betsy Co. Slogan vending.
In the destitution left by the passing of the directors, trains depart late and sometimes arrive not at all. Policies in various states of disrepair head to their work assignments. Just listen to the foolish hope in their voices, whistling and singing as though this usurpation of the boardroom will make them happy or prosperous. As if the liquidation of Heart Life, the pinnacle of humanity's achievement, had not changed the course of history. Human history!
Good morning.
Oh, hey, Grayson.
Excuse me, coming through.
Hey, watch it. Oh, it's you. No problem, Grayson.
Which way to Clear Skies? The Representative Tim's office.
Go straight past the loading docks, make a left right there, and it'll be right there on the left.
Morning.
You too. See ya.
Hey, Reyes.
Oh, hello, Grayson. Say, do you have a minute?
Sorry, in a bit of a rush. Good morning. Walking trees. Did Dr. West Ditch feed on you or something?
Just let me stab him once. Just once.
You know Dora's rules. No stabbing. Unless in self-defense. Or in
the
name
of natural inquiry.
Oh, hey, morning, Dora. What are y'all doing in there?
Good day, Grayson. We are taking Buzz to the 5th floor for air filtration.
Our intern is waiting for us.
You finally got one.
Where the hell have you been? Picked him up almost 3 weeks ago, freezing to death outside the cabin. Too bad Nathan can't even look at a beaker without breaking it.
Now, I'm sure he'll train up to be a fine young scientist. Where are you headed, Grayson?
It's a secret. Catch you later.
Tally-ho!
Fellas can't get a vote till they properly visit Valentine and register. No, I'm not gonna make him sign that many duplicates. That's a crackling waste of paper. Just two will do.
Grayson!
Sorry, I'm listening.
Hang on, Maddie. Where have you been hiding?
Hey! Can't breathe. Too much affection.
Goodness, I missed you too. And you missed the first boat on job rotation. So you're stuck on a shift on people mover repair. But I got you on technical. Not bad, right?
That's swell. But I have been working on something super special.
Oh.
Just for us Hendersonians.
I'm talking to my friend on a conference call. It's not nepotism. He's the best mechanic I know. Yes. See you in the cafeteria. Whoa, what is going on?
Grab your purse. We gotta get going. Tim, come on, buddy. I got something to show you.
Can't. I got 60 startups trying to sell me a basic pen. And how can I know the difference between Bob's ballpoints and Miranda's Inks ink? I gotta listen to all of them one by one.
Grayson to the rescue.
Hey! I'm gonna have to start all over with that.
Ah!
Where's the fire? I gotta call that rap back or he'll start dumping pencil shaving in my mailbox again.
I would, but I'm meeting with the glass fitters and they have the loveliest blue panes.
Shh. No worries. We're just taking a little walk to the dead disposal bay.
Why?
Simon's down there with the axe, isn't he?
Nothing like that. You'll see. You'll be needing these.
Safety goggles. Very industrial chic.
Denisha here. Betsy Co. would like to remind you that touching all the buttons on the way down to the lower levels is really, really annoying. And it wastes power.
Tell them about the special features.
If you press the beaker-shaped button to your right, you can hear a science fact of the day. Science brought to you by Caligari Heavy Industries
and Educational Labs.
Your sponsorship is appreciated, Dr. Caligari, but y'all are ruining the... Doors opening.
It's so dark down here. Where is everyone?
You got your goggles on? And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
A lightning rig. I've never seen one before.
We had the hull from Grace of Harrison, the engine from Founders Bridge, and enough Stormhawks for repair manpower. But we didn't have the expertise to put it together until I met some thumb-fiddling engineers in the cafeteria who were willing to put in the time.
I can't believe it. Does she fly?
Come and see! Let me introduce you. To our captain.
Hey, it's your captain, here with the weather report. Today's forecast, funny with a side of pants.
That was so not a weather pun. Even I could tell.
Archie's the captain?
He insisted. Besides, we have a proud tradition of having a scapegoat for a captain. No one ever mutinies against the bosun.
I'm so proud of you, Archie, my boy. From comedian to captain, I shed a tear.
Not even gonna ask how you got here.
Through the ventilation pipes!
But the front airlock was open.
Why are you ruining this heartfelt reunion?
Hey!
Now, what were we talking about?
Seriously, I forgot.
Ahem. Ahem. Now that we're all here, I, Captain Archibald Funny Pants of the Wandering Pants...
Oh, brother.
...would like to extend to you humble policies a place on my bridge. This is my first mate, Grayson.
Wow, Grayson, congratulations.
Thank you. Old man, as first mate, I thought I'd promote you to first old man. I made you the shirt.
Ancientist crew member. Aww.
Though my heart yearns for the freedom of the blue sky and Bora, the wind in my chin hairs the howl of the wild dog. What would Betsy Co be without this?
Yeah! Ow! My shin! Why?
Old man, we'll never let anyone get too big up on themselves. Old man, we'll always be here to ensure that the reins of control are held loose to secure freedom for the people. And there are many yet to save.
Mind if I write that down for my maiden voyage speech? Too big. Freedom.
But we helped everybody already. Did you see the new carpeting on 18? Come on.
Not everybody. Not the folks in the cube. Wherever injustice reigns, or prunes can be found, old man will be there to right wrongs and eat plums. I will lead the addled minds of the prisoners out of the darkness.
And into more ship vents?
Can it, Archie? This is touching.
Hey-ya!
Well, you have much to learn, Tim, my boy. No one can ever kick the spirit of freedom.
I understand, old man. But that's okay. Veronica will be our helmswoman. Check this out. I taped these bits of jade the moles gave me to this headset, so it's extra fancy for you already.
Grayson, this is a lovely honor and not a bad craft project, but I don't think air travel's for me.
Your husband can come too. Don't know if he'll be useful, but there's always cleaning.
You're sweet, but there's so much work to do on renovating the industrial sector. Have you seen the lighting down there?
Yuck!
But you gotta help. Tim will be second first mate. It don't exist or anything, but I made a seat special for you, right next to mine.
Smells like steel and lightning burns. I didn't think I missed the belly of a ship.
It'll be just like old times. Minus, you know, the terrifying march across the tundra.
Grayson.
I drew a map of all we've seen, and I think there might even be some other cities close to here.
Buddy.
I'll even let you do inventory, because you like it so much.
I ain't a manager, but I can do right by these people. But you, Grayson, you belong out there.
You don't even like being a representative. And I thought the most important thing to you was friends.
You're the best friend I ever had, Grayson. Sometimes I don't like managing. But most of the time, I do like it. And I'm good at it. Better than I ever have been on a rig. I'm finally helping somebody. Helping everybody. I get back on a rig and I'll just be Tim. I want to be different. I want to make something of myself. And of this whole company.
There.
I know. I think this is weird, too.
I can't do it without you guys.
What am I, chop Nutribeads?
You, Grayson, are the bravest rumbling, tumbling warrior that ever walked these tunnels.
You really think so?
No one else would have thought to put this all together.
So quickly, too. We'd just be holding you back. And I bet the other riggers respect you.
And the captain.
Right. So go.
I'm gonna...
What? Where is it? 0805, 0806. Oh, so many are missing.
You sure you don't want to come see him?
We said our goodbyes. I think you should go alone. Will you take this over for me?
A brick of hard pink toilet paper. It's really nice.
No, it's wrapping paper. Like, for a gift? Never mind. Just have him open it with you. You don't know it yet, but you'll be fine. You'll both be.
Chair and splat you on the tundra.
Seriously? Why would someone put this in the middle of the console?
Tim!
Grayson! Well, this here is from Veronica.
Pink toilet sheets! And so stiff! That's awful nice.
She said you gotta open it.
Oh! A Hendersonian flag! And in the original maroon, too.
She even made it with real paint.
You tell her I said thank you.
Of course, Grayson. Look, I'm sorry.
You know, if all this adventuring gets too boring, I might come back and see my best friend.
There'll always be a seat next to me at the cafeteria table for you. Always.
Take off in one, and Grayson, your captain is ordering you to fix this stupid...
Hold your hands in the air and don't touch nothing else till I get up there.
You're gonna do great. You're the best and bravest man I know.
I think Neil would have been proud of us. Something like, good for you. No use being a coward when you can grab life by the handle and shovel like you're worth something.
I think you're right.
Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye, friend. Don't let those wolves wear your bones as hats.
You know what? I'm not worried about it.
Goodbye.
Outfitted lightning riggers find paradise or peril? Take it from one who has seen the bones of rigs far from home, who has seen the heathen fires of the outsiders and the barbarians called Canadians. There is nowhere else in this world, nowhere else that we could call civilized anyways. There is and only ever will be Heart Life. Believe, as I always have, that Heart Life will win, that all these historical records are clearing the path for the greatest revitalization that any company has ever known. So join me for the next story as... as the story of our fair city...
Our Fair City will end July 4th, 2018.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.